From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is in Brussels for a meeting of EU foreign ministers. As he arrived Monday, reporters asked him about Britain's relationship with the incoming U.S. president.
I think it's very good news that the United States of America wants to do a good free trade deal with us and wants to do it very fast. And it's great to hear that from President-elect Donald Trump. Clearly, it'll have to be a deal that's very much in the interests of both sides, but I've no doubt that it will be.
And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says discussions are underway about moving the news media from their current location in the White House to a building next door. Vice President-elect Mike Pence told CBS News no decisions have been made yet.
There's such a tremendous amount of interest in this incoming administration that they're giving some consideration to finding a larger venue on the 18 acres in the White House complex to accommodate the extraordinary interest.
Mr. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th American president on Friday at noon local time in Washington. VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours universal time on radio, television, and on the internet at voanews.com. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says his plan to replace President Obama's signature health care program is formulated down to the final strokes and will be unveiled soon. In an interview with the Washington Post late Sunday, Trump said his goal was to have insurance for everyone, but that he declined to provide specifics. One thing he did specify was wanting to bring down health care costs by publicly pressuring drug companies to lower prices. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the international community must stand up against Russian aggression and urge President-elect Donald Trump to be a strong supporter and partner of Ukraine. Speaking Monday in Kiev, Biden noted Ukraine is fighting both the cancer of corruption and the unrelenting aggression of the Kremlin.
The political agreement cannot be implemented until Russian violence stops. Only after Russia and its proxies in the East fulfill their obligation to end the fighting and let the Donbas again enjoy peace and security can Ukraine be expected to fulfill its political commitments.
This was Biden's last official visit to Kiev as vice president, during which he reflected the special focus Ukraine has received under the outgoing Obama administration. Eight people, all of them men, own as much as wealth as the poorest half of the world's population, or 3.6 billion people. That's according to charity aid group Oxfam. Forbes magazine last year listed Microsoft's Bill Gates as the world's richest man, worth $75 billion. That's along with Warren Buffett, Inditex's founder Amancio Ortega, Mexico's Carlos Slim, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Oracle's Larry Ellison, and Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City. In its report, Oxfam says the gap between rich and poor is much greater than previously estimated, and that big business and the super-rich fuel the inequality crisis by dodging taxes, driving down wages, and using their power to influence politics. The report says big business did well in 2015 and 16 period, adding that profits are high and the world's 10 biggest corporations together have revenue greater than that of the government revenue of 180 countries combined. Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 people who had fled to the site to avoid nearby fighting between rebels and the Syrian army. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on fighting in the War Ravaged Country, called the attack a massacre. Oman said Monday it has accepted 10 prisoners from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The names and nationalities of the prisoners were not released. When U.S. President Barack Obama took office in January 2009, he vowed to close a prison in southeastern Cuba, saying the detention facility did not reflect American values because many of the prisoners there had been there for years without trial. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.